Good morning. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm Tawanda Black, your host. Our psychotherapist and relationship expert joins us, Dr. Joyce Morley. You know, I want to tell a story because I know what we're going to talk about this morning. So I was in the store, and there are two registers. It was one of the little stores in the neighborhood, and two registers. So for some reason, the lines got long. And this lady was standing behind us, and she was saying to the, she was just saying out loud, "This does not make any sense. Cashier, you need to call somebody to help." Well, the cashier gets an attitude and starts mumbling, and she's waiting on this other lady who she happens to know. So her and the other lady starts talking crap to the other lady in wow. line, who is a customer, right?
Wow.
So when the other person comes and opens the register, the lady goes over to the other side. In the meantime, the cashier and this other rabble-rouser is saying, because I'll jump over on the counter on her and blah, 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 blah.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, so the lady on the other side, I mean, the lady is dressed nice, but, you know, you just can't push people buttons
right.
like that.
That's right.
That lady said, "You jump over here and see what you get." And it was, we're all standing here watching this thing unfold. And it was just amazing just from you doing your job and saying, you know, you really need to, and we were all complaining, you really need to open the line because the line was real long.
Right, right.
And so, I mean, it went on and on and on and on. And so when I got to the end of it, I asked to speak to the manager.
That's the thing to do.
And I said, "Do you understand what just happened here?"
Wow.
That could have turned out so different. You got a store full of customers, and you got a cashier and another customer talking crap to another customer.
And see, one of the things that they don't realize is that the customer is always right, even when they're wrong.
And too often
what I find, Tawanda, is the manager is sometimes just as bad as the one who has the bad attitude, the negative attitude,
yes.
or that person who's actually showing, exhibiting negative behaviors. And so in a case like that, that was the only thing to do. But see, they were judging that woman wrong because of the fact she looked nice on the outside, never judge a book by its cover. You don't know who you're getting into or what you're dealing with particular time.
I'm telling you. You know, that lady might have reached into her bag. You
That's
just
right.
don't know what yeah. folk got going on, and you can't do that. But she was just so out of order and so wrong. She don't talk to me like that. I'm going to jump over on this counter and blah, 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 blah. And the lady was like, "I can hear you. You're not going to jump over on the counter on me because see what you get if you jump over." I mean,
wow.
It was like a crazy Wild Wild West soap opera going on.
And so the cashier had a choice in the matter. You
she
know,
could have shut these, her mouth.
Shut her mouth or, "Ma'am, let me get
I'm
someone
sorry.
For you.
Right.
I'll call the manager, see what I can do. I can't open the line, but I can get someone else
right.
to do it." So it's just a matter
oh
of taking
gosh.
A back seat. Stepping down
mm-hmm,
one,
mm-hmm.
and if this woman is not disrespecting you, but even if she was disrespecting her, she still did not have the right as a person working in that store
That's
providing
right.
a
service mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
to disrespect the woman and then to engage another customer in it.
Oh, it was ugly.
Wow.
It was so ugly, and I think I was so amazed. I will never forget that. I was so amazed
wow.
by what was transpiring. I said, that's how people get killed.
It is.
That's how stuff jump off.
That's right.
You just never know. But all she had to do was either be quiet and take
mm-hmm.
the wrong,
right.
because she was wrong,
that's right.
or she could have diffused the situation.
And see, we give excuses, you know, the 10 ways I'm going to talk about how you can deal with people who have bad behaviors, and negative attitudes talks about that. Because at that particular time, there's a role that this person could have taken. But then sometimes if the customer is not getting what they want, my mother used to say, you hit them where it hurts, right in the pocket. And so there have been stores, there have been gas stations, there have been places that I don't attend anymore. I don't patronize them anymore. If you're going to treat me as if I don't matter, treat me like crap, treat me not only like a third class, probably a sixth class citizen, as if I don't matter, then I don't need to come here anymore. And so
That's
I
right.
said this to a gentleman, I've been traveling, and I said to him the other day, I said, you know, if you do me well, I'm going to tell people about you.
Mm-hmm.
But if you do me bad, I'm going to tell everybody
That's
about
right.
you.
That's right. I'm going to tell people about you.
The word will get out even more, and they don't realize.
Yeah.
You know, we were at a restaurant. I was down in Columbus celebrating my daughter's birthday. We went to this restaurant yesterday morning, and so they had this woman in there. First of all, she didn't need to be waiting on people. You could tell she, you know, had been different. Snuff and stuff like
Ew.
That. It was horrible. Mm-hmm. But she brought out the plate. The silverware was not clean. When she brought out the omelets, literally they was actually in a tub of grease.
Ew.
Okay, and the manager finally came out and asked, "What could she do?" Well, everybody was 10 of us, and 7 turned their meals back in.
Mm.
3 were able to; it was palatable for them.
Mm-hmm.
And my daughter said, "Well, I believe that you need to comp the whole table." Oh, mm-hmm. I can't comp the table. What do you want me to do? But then why did you ask us? So she proceeded to have a bad attitude. And so we recognize, here it is, a Sunday, a wonderful sunshine day,
mm-hmm.
and the brunch time, and the place was pretty much empty. And I said to everybody, notice of what's around you. So that was a message to us also. Something is not
clue,
right.
Right. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. I mean, it's like, what can I do? Oh, I can't do that.
Right.
Like your daughter said, why you ask?
Right. And so we've got to recognize, you know, as one of the things I'm talk about is that we have a choice in the matter.
Yeah, we do.
And I make my choice. And we've got to use our voice. You don't have to be belligerent. You don't have to be nasty. You don't have to be arrogant. You don't have to step all over them. You don't need to use expletives, mm-hmm. any of those mm-hmm. things like that. But I can say, I'm not going to return. Or I can say, as I did this past week, what does TIPS stand for? A lot of people don't know what TIPS stands for,
mm-hmm.
T-I-P-S, to ensure proper service.
Ah.
And if the service is not proper and relevant and to the point, then you don't get my tip. And so sometimes I've had to say, let me give you a tip when I get paid to give people some advice the next time you'll treat me and other people the way that we need to be
oh,
treated.
Oh, yeah, I've done that, too. And I'll say to a waitress or a waiter, you do recognize that we tip.
Right.
Whether you think I'm going to tip you or not, this is about service.
It is.
And your service was so poor. Your attitude was so horrendous.
Yeah.
I mean, if this is not, and I told this young girl, I say, if this is not the job for you, go find another job.
Right. Or if you're so miserable, this is not where
right.
you want to be. You're mad at the world
go
because
do what
you're
lot
in life. I didn't bring you here. Mm-hmm. I didn't make you do it. That's
mm-hmm.
right.
Mm-hmm.
So go home, find something else to do. And Twanda, it's become so prevalent.
Yeah.
And especially with our females.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what happens to us as African Americans. We tend to treat each other as if we're still in the slave
really camp. Bad, yeah.
Really bad.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, you'll look around and you'll see someone else and you'll help them quicker. And I was getting off the cart at the airport the other day and this guy saw me struggling with my luggage. He's driving and usually they'll get off and say, can I help
mm-hmm.
you? And I'm sure he was looking for a tip, but I gave him a grand tip. And I said to him, you're over there, you're going to break my luggage trying to reach and just throw it off the cart instead of getting up like a gentleman.
Mm-hmm.
Because chivalry is not dead in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And treat someone as if they're important. I said, you know what? If it was probably someone of the other persuasion, you would have handled it differently. Oh, no, I do him the same way. I said, that's a problem.
Yeah, it is a problem.
If you do anyone that way, it's a problem.
Mm.
And so we have to recognize that, you know, the way you treat people will determine what you get back. And it might not be from that person you're getting, but each time you ingratiate or you treat someone with respect, you're planting a seed for you to harvest
you
later.
You are. You really are.
You get things back.
Mm-hmm. 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 God honors that.
Yes.
You know,
he really does.
He really does. And in the most unexpected way will you
yes.
get that back.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. But, you know, walk around with a chip on your shoulder all the time, treating people improperly and not respecting people because you're mad at the world, you didn't sleep well last night. I say to people all the time, I could have a bad attitude every day if that's what I chose.
Mm-hmm.
And it is a choice.
It is.
It's a choice.
It is. When you wake up in the morning, you choose what kind of day you're going to have.
That's right. That's right. And you can affirm that no matter what is going on in your life, no matter how hard the road seems, no matter how bleak and how dark it is, there's always a light at the end of the tunnel. But sometimes you have to fight through that tunnel in order
you
to get
sure
to the light.
Do.
But the more you treat people badly, the more you're going to be in that tunnel forever. And as a matter of fact, as soon as you come out of one, there's going to be another one for
wow.
you.
Wow. You know, I know that, you know, we talk about just dealing with rude behavior and bad attitudes. And that's a change. That's an inside change, not an outside change. I've seen the best dressed, nicest car, finest house have the baddest attitude.
Right.
So it's an inside job and not an outside job.
That's right. It is. You've got to work from the inside in order to change and fix your behaviors.
Yeah.
The bottom line comes down to that no matter how people look and, as you said, what they're driving and where they live, and sometimes we get to a point we think that we have arrived so we can step on people. Anytime you've got to step on someone to keep stepping up, that's a problem.
It is.
And one of the things you have to recognize, there's a mountain for everybody. It might not be at the same mountain, but recognize that the same people you meet going up, you can meet them coming back down.
Mm-hmm.
And God will snatch you back.
Mm-hmm.
And then sometimes as we cross those bridges, we want to burn them. You can't burn every bridge. Now, some of the bridges you need to burn.
You need to burn, right?
You know,
right.
Those people in the way who've been trying to cut the strings and keep that bridge from standing for you, you might need to walk away. Burn the bridge, burn everything, and just throw your hands up. Don't even look back. But in reality, when people have helped you, and then you want to have an attitude, and I've had it a lot because I help a lot of people, and I just look at them. And one of the things that I do know, that if you're holding on to God and you're trusting Him, it's not your battle. You don't even have to deal with it. They'll either come back. Sometimes it's years, and sometimes I like to say, Lord, look at how God works. Because He will actually handle that and have that person to have to return. That karma, we call it. That karma is something else.
Yeah, it is. You know, sometimes when we are kind, and I'm just a kind person anyway, no matter what, that sometimes we do things with motivations in mind. We have our own agenda. And I raise my kids that don't always expect that if you do something kind for somebody, they didn't even say thank you. Right. They should do this and they should do that. No. Right. That's not why you did it.
Right.
Now, that may be what they should have done, but that's their issue.
That's their issue.
Not yours.
That's right.
Yeah.
And then you have to look at, we're socialized differently.
Yes, we are.
What are people taught? You know, I always taught my children, like you did with yours, is that when something happens or they got a scholarship, you know, my oldest daughter, she has a PhD, and I've said to her, you know, let the Baptist women of New York know where you are, because those women for 4 long years gave her a scholarship every year and sent her a care package.
Oh, nice.
And I said, people want to know what happens. You know, I had got an email from one of my former professors from SUNY Brockport, said he was coming through Atlanta, and he was on a book tour, book signing tour, and speaking engagement. This was about a month ago, and I was on my way to Taipei, on my way already there. But anyhow, he said in the email, it's not often that professors have students such as yourself. My wife and I'd like to be able to meet with you and have dinner with you or something. When you have a student such yourself who has been such a great strider, has strived and risen, and when that student excels where the professor is, that makes me very proud. I mean, had I had a bad attitude or disrespected them, I was rude in any way, do you think that he'd ever want to see me?
Absolutely not.
But I humbled myself. No matter how much I've attained, how much I've achieved, as a matter of fact, because it's not all about me, it's about God, and it's because what He has done in the favor and His grace and mercy that I'm where I am. But we get to a point, Twyla, sometimes we believe that we did it all on our own and we can treat people any kind of way.
But
then what we have to recognize, as you said, with your sons, there are some things that we have to do when we're dealing with rude people with rude behaviors. So you let them have theirs, but there are some things, and I have 10 things that they can do.
Go ahead.
Okay. The first thing is that you have to choose your battles wisely. You have to decide, is this person an asset or a liability? What's the benefit to you? You know, they're rude all the time. They're disrespectful. They just don't know how to treat people. Is this a battle I want to take on? Is somebody I want to deal with? Remember, you're not the therapist. They need to get a therapist. But then you have to decide, are they an asset or a liability?
Right.
If they're a liability, because you wouldn't put your money in any bank that wouldn't yield a return, you need to maybe get rid of them. Then you have to be able to look and say, you know what? What's the purpose they serve in my life? If they serve no real purpose, and they're just hanging on, or they're those ankle grabbers holding onto your ankle and grabbing you around and you're dragging them about, and they still want to be rude and disrespectful, let them go. You have to decide to let them go.
Absolutely.
The next one is focusing on the behavior and not the person. Sometimes we get so caught up in the person and we want to call her names, call him names. No, focus on the behavior. And when you focus on the behavior, the next one, then you can begin to use those I messages. And when you use those I messages, you're going to express, I am feeling hurt by this. I'm no longer willing to take this. I need for you to not speak to me like that. Because you can't say that, oh, you're not going to speak to me. They can, but then you have to decide, I'm not willing to take it.
Right, right.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And so you also got to be willing to call them out.
Yes.
You know, too often we put up with this stuff. We don't want to call people out. Well, I don't want to say anything to them.
I don't want no confrontation.
Right, no confrontation. Mm-hmm. You've got to be willing to call them out and not participate in these enabling behaviors. And even parents with their children.
Yes.
These children are rude, talk to them any kind of way, cursing in front of them, saying all sorts of things, coming out whenever they feel like it. And I'm afraid to talk to little Joey. Excuse me? Little Joey is here because I brought him here.
Right.
And you know what the saying was.
I brought you in, I'll take you out.
Right. So once you decide that you're going to call them out, you're not willing to participate with these enabling behaviors, you use your iMessages, here's when you have to be willing to assess and accept, you know, did I play a role in this too?
Right.
What am I doing? Mm-hmm. Am I provoking this person? Am I just really, really making it difficult that I'm getting this back? So don't be afraid to do that and then take responsibility and be accountable for your own behavior.
Yes. And you may have to go apologize for your role in it, you know?
Right. Right. Mm-hmm. So if you go back to the scenario you used with the cashier in the store, now she would, by the time the customer said something, this cashier and this other woman, they were edging her on.
Yeah.
They were provoking her.
Absolutely.
So the cashier, instead of going on, should have assessed her role. Well, I was rude. I should have done something and then go back and apologize to this woman. Then we have to stop saying, oh, no, she's just that way. No, they are not just that way.
Right.
They choose to be that way.
Mm-hmm.
You have a choice in the matter. Bad behavior, negative rude behaviors, and negative attitudes are choices. And so we make excuses for people. Oh, that's just the way she is. No, it's not. That's the way she chooses to be. And you have to decide, am I going to put up with it or am I not going to put up with it? Am I going to let it go? And then the next one, the ninth one, Twanda, is that you have to remember people do not change. How often is Dr. Joy saying this? People don't change. You change your clothes, you change your mind, you change your shoes, you change your hairstyle, you change your cars, you change how, you change all those things. That means you don't have them anymore.
Mm-hmm.
People have to grow, and they have to want to grow. And they grow through learning, respect, acceptance, and saying that I'm not going to continue to do people. I don't have the right to treat people like this.
Right.
And what we have to do, as I said earlier, is hit them in the pocket. Don't go back to that restaurant again.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you keep going back for bad food? Why do you keep going back for bad service? Why do you keep going back to the same doctor who doesn't want to touch you or is rude to you?
Oh, my goodness, yes.
Mm-hmm. No bedside manner. You know, why do you keep dealing with those people? The mannerism is so poor. And you keep going back. So what you're doing is saying, you know, I don't have a choice. Why do you keep dealing with that man who's cursing you out every day and doesn't even look at you? Why are you dealing with that woman who denigrates you and emasculates you and treats you like you're nobody? Why? What's the reason? So it comes down to, is something wrong with that person? Is something wrong with you because you're staying there?
Well, that's what I want to know now. So why do certain people continue to deal with those negative circumstances in their lives?
Because low self-esteem.
Okay.
And sometimes we're so desperate to be with somebody, we try not being with anybody who tries to be nobody.
Mm-hmm.
We're so desperate to be with somebody, we would rather have a piece of a pie than to believe that we have none. So we'll stay in those situations. But so when we talk about people snapping, a lot of times, and especially our men, they've been denigrated, you know, they've been emasculated for so long. And instead of them leaving and saying, you know what, I've got to fend for myself. I may love this woman. She doesn't respect me. She won't, you know, actually cooperate with me. She talks about how, what a punk I am, what a sissy I am. I don't do this. I'm not the head, all that. Guess what? If you may be broke, but you can also go on and maybe become somebody's Boaz.
Mm-hmm.
And so you have to get up the nerve yourself and say, you know what, I got to love myself better. If I'm trusting in God, loving myself, then I can find another situation to be in, but I don't have to be in this one. And so it's choices that we make. And a lot of it, Twanda, is mind over matter. Mind what you're supposed to, and the rest won't matter.
All right now. That's so true.
Yep.
That is so, so true. We see it every day. I always say that, you know, for women, you know, it's such an emotional thing for us. A lot of times it's baggage. A lot of times it's, I don't like her hair. I don't like how she looks. Or I don't like what she has on. And it may just be a jealousy thing or whatever it is. But we bring all of that into how we interact with somebody.
Right. And, you know, some women, we're so catty. And we wonder why the men don't want to be with us. I don't want to be with some of them myself.
Yeah.
And the first thing that we have to recognize, in order for you to have a relationship with the opposite sex, You've got to learn how to have a relationship with the same sex.
Right.
You've got to accept that looks like you. And sometimes we're just so torn because of the fact that we see ourselves reflected in the faces of the people around us.
Mm.
And we don't know how to deal with that.
Mm-hmm.
So what we start doing is we're being rude to people. And when you walk in a room, the first thing, we look at each other up and down. It takes nothing from you but to speak and to give a smile. And we don't speak professional, supposedly,
yeah.
quote unquote.
Yeah.
So we're not talking about people in the hood. Sometimes people on the street are better than those people
who
go to church with you,
mm-hmm.
that you know,
mm-hmm.
who are in having their suits on, their Prada, and everything else that's going on, and they just don't want to act as if you matter.
You know, I had an experience like that some years ago, and my friends were saying this particular lady, professional lady, she says she doesn't like you. And I was like, okay, I never interacted with her. I always speak. I have no clue. So one day, got in a room with her and I said, hey, how are you? She kind of turned her nose up at me and she said, I'm doing okay. You know, like that. I was like, come over here and sit down. I want to talk to you for a minute. And I said, I understand that you don't like me.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, I just want to know why. And
wow.
First of all, she was so taken aback. She was so taken aback. And I said, several people have told me. And I said, by your behavior,
right.
I would say that you don't like me. And I said, not that it matters, but
right.
I really want to know. It's just like that scientific, the interviewer in me. I just want to know.
Yeah.
I want to know that scientific. I'm a psychological behaviorist by nature. Mm-hmm. I really am.
Mm-hmm.
So after she got over the shock of it, she says, well, I think I really like everything about you, and I wish I looked like you.
Wow.
She says, I love your new hairstyle. She said, I'm hating myself for saying this, but I like everything about you, so I treat you bad.
Wow.
And I said, I told her.
That's oxymoron. Isn't that crazy?
Isn't that crazy? So I told her, I said, you know what? I said, I got to go and study that, because that is so interesting that you like everything about me, but that you treat me that way. And I said, really, it doesn't matter. I'm good, you know, because I'm always going to speak and I'm always going to be kind.
Right.
But I was just wondering. So now when I see her, she waves, she says hello, she
mm-hmm.
smiles. And I don't know if she still feels the same, or it's out of embarrassment because I talked to her about it. But it's just that fact that she actually said it. She put the words out there.
Right.
And she said, I'm embarrassed to say.
Right.
I love the way you dress. And she said, I wish I could do what you do.
Isn't that sad? Because
yeah.
look how many miles that she could have gotten
mm-hmm.
by saying to you, you know, I love that dress. You know,
mm-hmm.
I'm a tie person.
Mm-hmm.
And so I see men with nice ties, and I don't have a problem anywhere I go. Woman looks nice. Oh, you
Me
look
too.
Really look nice.
Same thing.
Oh, I
mm-hmm.
love that tie. I love
mm-hmm.
that bow tie. I love whatever.
Yeah.
And people say a slur. You can call it whatever you want. When I see it and I like it, we have to learn to be able
kindness.
To say, Swan, I like your hair.
Yeah.
I like the way you look. You know, you're such a kind person.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
It means a lot. And because of her own insecurities. But then we have to decide, and that's number 10, is it your problem? It's not your problem. You have
uh-uh.
to let it go. You have to give it back. You do have a choice in the matter.
Yeah.
And sometimes you have to let the situation go. But on other occasions, Twanda, you have to just let that person go.
Yes.
You have to
yes.
get them out of your life
yes.
and decide, you know what, if you want to have an attitude like that, you want to be like that, I just will not spend my life
Mm-mm.
being treated rudely
Mm-mm.
with obstinate people, arrogant people, and people with bad behaviors, where they're just acting rudely, where they're just trying to step on people, and the youth cursing all the time.
Yes.
I don't have to put up with that.
Mm-hmm. And some people, it, amazingly, are going through with their families.
Yes.
I was just with a family on the weekend, and I watched that dynamic, and it was nasty. It
wow.
was horrible. And it's the same thing.
Yes.
They're going through it within their family. That's got to be so hard.
It's got to be hard. And oftentimes, as you said earlier, the women, but the families also have emotion.
Mm-hmm.
It's emotional.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so when we're connected with people, it's harder to let them go. But you have to look at it as your favorite color. If it's not your favorite color, wrap around that package. Sometimes you have to recognize the package doesn't belong to you.
That's right.
Give it back.
That's right.
And sometimes a package can be wrapped in your favorite color, but it doesn't have your name on
mm-hmm.
it. Give it back to who it belongs to. And when you find people with rude behaviors, find people who are just negative attitudes, you have to be willing to, as I said earlier, call them out.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not willing to put up with this. I have been through this. I've been a friend of yours forever and a day. And sometimes friends, jealousy,
yes,
they will talk to each other like that,
yeah,
and it goes back because of the fact that they wish that they could be that person. They're jealous. They come up. And I had a woman many years ago who invited me to her house. I was visiting New York, and she wanted to have this dinner. And when I got there that night, the entire time, she was like, oh, because you're a doctor. You think you're this.
She's thinking,
wow. Oh, yeah. And then she was like, oh, and you have this. You've earned that. So I took it long enough, and I said to her, and her family was there,
mm-hmm,
and Mom wasn't willing to admit it, and the sister kept saying to her, I think you've said enough. And I said, finally said to her, I'm not going to come to your house and be invited to your house and partake with you, and you're going to disrespect me like that? I'm just not going to put up with it. So she stopped speaking, which I didn't care. And so when I went back for her mom's 70th birthday, I saw her. She had the audacity to not speak. And I said to her, good evening. I said, and you're not speaking to me? If there's anyone who should not be speaking,
it should be
me.
That's right.
I said, but I'm a much bigger person.
Mm-hmm.
I said, so evidently you're jealous because I have a PhD and you don't even have a college, a high school diploma. And so when you find them like that, usually it's their issue. Something.
That's right. It's not yours.
It's not yours.
Mm-hmm.
Something
mm-hmm.
so fragmented in them, something that they're not. And you'd be surprised, too. Sometimes if you can talk with these people, figuring out whether it's an asset or liability, because when I'm traveling, finding out, and you find out there's something, they really want somebody to talk with them.
Yeah.
And they don't know how to ask
for help. Right. Yeah. Yeah.
And so sometimes
amazing.
I have to mind my business because as I'm traveling, I was at the hotel in the restaurant the other night. There was a couple next to me, and this man just kept saying to this woman, all he wanted was sex. And she kept saying, oh, you've been divorced 3 times. So they went back and forth. And he kept cursing as he's talking to this woman. So I was getting up to leave, and so I said, you know, I don't want to get involved in your conversation, but I couldn't help but overhear you because I was right next to them in the same booth. And so I said, there's some problems here. And mm-hmm. I said, I have a problem with the fact that you've been cursing at this woman. And I said to her, you've asked some wonderful questions. They were a Caucasian customer.
Mm-hmm.
And so she said to me, and I told them I was a psychotherapist and what I do and everything. So I talked to them. I said, I think both of you have been really hurt. So they said to me, she said, we're on our first match.com.
What?
Date. And I said, then you might want to run. This was not the right man.
Right.
Not the right man. And
oh,
I said to him, I said, you know, with those behaviors and attitudes I've heard you, and you want a first date and you're treating this woman like that, you might want to get some help. You've been mad 3 times. And so he did. He shook my hand and he said, you know, I think I do. I said, work on yourself first. And sex is not all that's cracked up to be.
Mm-hmm.
I said, before you get into bed, get into her head. But you're not doing that. And so she thanked me, and I've gotten an email from her already.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Wow, it's awesome.
And so sometimes, you know, it's a matter of both of them were really crying out.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
she didn't know this man. You know, this was their first date. And she
wow.
said, this was the best first date I've ever had. She said, the worst and the best, but I had a therapist here I'd never
exactly, exactly. That's amazing.
Yes.
That is amazing. I mean, and I'm sure for him, you planted some seeds.
Yes.
Although you may not ever hear from him, but
right.
you planted some seeds in him. You
yes.
know?
Yes. And so sometimes when people are being rude and their behaviors are negative, sometimes we can just drop, as you say, plant that seed.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Give it to them and
mm-hmm.
let them go.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're not there to be with everyone for a lifetime. Remember my parking
exactly.
lot of life and seeds for the harvest?
Mm-hmm.
Some are just couriers. Some are short-term parkers, long-term parkers, and some are lifers.
Absolutely.
So you have to decide whether you are just there, not enabling, but to give them that nugget. Maybe they'll learn. They won't change, but they should grow.
Mm-hmm.
But they can change their attitudes and change their behaviors.
And remember, you teach people how to treat you.
That's right.
Absolutely.
You have
Absolutely.
A choice in the matter.
You do.
And your voice is your choice, and then you can leave the rest and be able to move on.
Fantastic. Dr. Joyce, tell folks how to reach you.
Twanda, they can reach me by going to my website at www.drjoyce.com. That's www.drjoyce.com. Or they can call me at 770-808-6570. 770-808-6570. And I can also be followed on Twitter and also LinkedIn. All that's on the site. But, Twanda, one of the things I want to say to the listeners is that we really appreciate, we get some wonderful emails.
Mm-hmm.
And our men listeners out there, I get emails and calls from my men who are truly listening, and we really appreciate our men. We
yeah.
appreciate everybody.
Yeah.
But most certainly our men who listen and follow us every
We appreciate you. We appreciate you so much. Dr. Joyce, thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome.